eyes. Something unreadable forms a sheen in his gaze. A week. It's been less than a week since I saw him, but it feels like forever. That strong jaw, the straight nose, and the jet-black hair seem like a far distant memory. Only, they're not. Aiden is dashing in the school's uniform, but he's irresistible in simple jeans and a black t-shirt. He carries the nonchalant vibe so well, it's almost unfair. My gaze locks on the cut near the corner of his mouth. I shouldn't be feeling guilty considering that I've done nothing wrong, but I still do. It doesn't delight me to see him hurt. I'm not that person. The chaos of the drinking competition, the music and the chants cease to exist. It's only me and him now. Me and my tormentor. I reach up and touch the pad of my forefinger to the cut on his lip. Does it hurt? He yanks my hand free and holds it prisoner in his.
You're getting good at lying, sweetheart.
His eyes gleam, but they're not playful. They're downright sinister.
You got me for a second there.
What?
You don't have to pretend that you care about me.
He thought I was pretending. Screw him. And screw me for actually having that lapse of judgment. I lift my chin. I don't care about you.
Is that so?
Not at all, Aiden. You're nothing to me.
Nothing, huh?
Absolutely nothing. I don't get a warning. Aiden's lips crash to mine in an animalistic frenzy. I don't get to think or breathe. All I can do is feel. Still holding me by the waist, his other hand grabs my nape in a possessive hold. Aiden doesn't kiss me. He claims me. His teeth nibble on my bottom lip before he thrusts his tongue inside my mouth. It's a clashing of tongues and teeth and lips. It's suffocating and liberating. I can't breathe. But who needs breathing? My fingers dig into the hard ridge of his chest, fisting into the t-shirt for balance. Aiden lifts me and sits me on some surface. I wrap my legs around his waist while he continues ravaging my mouth. My head turns dizzy, hazy, and begins floating. Aiden's presence doesn't only fill my air, but it conquers it, smashes it, breaks it apart. His hand sneaks under my t-shirt at that place where my top meets my jeans. I hiss in a breath when his rough, calloused hand meets my softer skin. Aiden pulls away, and air assaults my lungs. I'm disoriented when he smirks in a lazy, sinister way.
Nothing, huh?
He motions behind him. That's when I realize we're in public. I just let Aiden kiss the shit out of me in front of the entire school. My cheeks heat and I freeze as if that will make me disappear. No chatter comes from behind us, so I'm sure everyone's attention is on us. Can the earth swallow me, please? While still tangled around him, Aiden lifts me up and carries me out. I hide my head in the crook of his neck, not daring to make eye contact with anyone. Aiden leans into my ear and whispers,
"It's time you become completely mine."
Chapter 20. Aiden doesn't stop when murmurs break whenever we walk. He doesn't stop when his teammates howl behind us. His steps are confident and sure while his fingers continue drawing circles down my back. I want to think it's an endearing touch, but that's not how Aiden works, is it? He doesn't do endearing. Possessiveness suits him better. The entire school just watched us tonguing each other, and all I can think about is the meaning behind the tiny circles. Truth is, I couldn't care less about the audience. All my senses are filled with Aiden. His height. His muscles that might as well be made from granite. The effortless and sure way he holds me. His strength always had me in knots. There's something about the way he carries me that's all male. And his scent. His damn clean, addictive scent. With my head hidden in the crook of his neck, I can't resist the urge to inhale him in and safeguard his scent to memory. A door clicks, then closes, and Aiden stops. It's my cue to lift my head. I release a breath when I make out a simple, non-characteristic room that must be for guests. There's a medium-sized bed, a nightstand, and a cupboard. Floral wallpaper covers the walls. It reminds me of home. Not my home with aunt and uncle, but my actual home in Birmingham. That's such a disturbing thought. I don't remember home, and I don't want to. My attention drifts back to Aiden, who's been watching me intently. Since the beginning of this year, he's been having this slight draw on his thick brows. It's like he's cracking a mathematical problem, or a cyber code. The brief show of humanity disappears, and the poker face takes over. It's then I realize that I've been holding him like a vice. Worse, we're alone in a room and he's blocking the only exit. I attempt to scramble down his body, but his lethal hold tightens around my midsection. Ow! That hurts! I push at his chest.
Then stay still.
Ugh. Let me go, Aiden!
Why? You came here for me, didn't you?
The arrogance of this bastard. You wish, asshole.
Then who did you come for, hmm?
His eyes spark and it pisses me off. He pisses me off. And apparently, I'm vindictive as hell, because I give him a taunting smile. Who do you think? I came for my boyfriend, Xander. His eyes darken, but he smiles in a chilling horror film kind of way.
Repeat that.
I gulp, and the sound crackles in the burning tension in the air.
Go ahead, sweetheart. I dare you to say that again.
I shouldn't. Considering the murderous energy swirling around him, I should cut my losses short and shut up. I must be out of my mind because I say, my boyfriend, Xander, he must be looking... It happens so fast I barely register it. Aiden throws me on the bed and crawls atop of me. My breath hitches when I make out the crazed look in his eyes. It's as if someone turned the switch on. I turn the switch on. I lie beneath his looming body. His shoulders strain against the cloth of his t-shirt, and he's breathing heavily as if he's coming down from a run. I clench my thighs together, not wanting him to see the overwhelming effect he has on me. Because at this moment, when he's all threatening and scary, I don't see the danger. I should see the danger. Instead, I'm searching behind that danger, thirsting to dig my claws in him and rip open the poker face to peek behind it. I'm almost sure I'll find a monster, but I still want to see it anyway. I still want to see what he's made of, why he's made this way. His hand reaches for my face. I swallow as he traces a sensual finger down my cheek. It's meant to be soft, but all I see is the darkness lurking beneath the surface. I crave it. I want him to unleash it. If he's sick, and I want his sickness, what does it make me?
Seems that night in the rain did you no good.
His voice is too calm as he pinches my cheek.
I told you, sweetheart. You're already mine, so stop acting otherwise.
I'm not yours.
Being mine is a fact, not an option. I don't give a fuck if you embrace it or fight it in front of me.
He nuzzles his nose over my cheek.
But I'm done giving you freedom. You don't get to act like you don't belong to me.
Or what? He shakes his head.
You don't want to know that.
Why the hell not?
Be mine, and you become the queen on my board.
He pauses and flicks his tongue to lick my lower lip.
fight, and you'll remain a pawn.
Something bubbles to my throat, and I can't swallow past it. He's fuming. No, he's enraged. To another person, this version of Aiden would appear normal, soft even. But Aiden is the type who hides his anger beneath layers of calmness. To say I'm not scared would be a lie. But I got past the blinding fear stage. Now I'm able to see past the fear to his obsession with me. The way he seems so physically intent to possess me. I see the spark. The want. My want. The way I react to him is beginning to scare me more than how he reacts to me. As if all my senses aren't filled with him already, Aiden squeezes my jaw so I'm glued to the gray storms in his eyes. They're turbulent, beautiful, and downright terrifying. Now I know why storms are named after people.
Which one will you be?
He drawls.
Queen or pawn?
None.
None, huh?
I'm not a chess piece on your board, Aiden. I'm human, with human needs. His lips tug with a smirk.
Human needs. We can work on that.
I hit his shoulder. That's not what I mean. But then his lips claim mine. When I open with a stunned gasp, he growls into my mouth and devours me. If the earlier kiss was head-turning, this one is animalistic and out of control. Aiden threads his fingers into my hair, tugging the strands loose, and brutalizes my mouth. The kiss is savage. No, it's barbaric, like he never kissed before. Like he's only discovering what it feels like to kiss. It's like he wasn't kissing me earlier. Like he was holding back. I'm in that phase where there's no air and no other thoughts but him and his lips. His firm yet soft lips. His brutalizing lips. His body crashes into mine. All his hard lines mold into my soft curves. My hands find refuge on both his sides, and I moan into his mouth. Aiden breaks away, breathing harshly, and grunts against the corner of my mouth. I had expected him to let go of his anger with the kiss, but it's worse. His rage is a living, breathing being right now, and he doesn't even bother to mask it.
If anyone dares to look at you, let alone touch what's mine, I'll fucking murder them. Is that clear?
My lips part, unable to breathe properly, let alone speak.
Is that clear?
He grits out. I'm not your thing, Aiden. Damn him to the pits of hell. What does he think I am? An object. He chuckles. The sound is dark and domineering.
Oh, but you are. And if you still doubt it.
His lips graze my ear as he whispers in a dark tone.
I'll fuck you so hard, so deep you'll be begging for me to never leave your tight pussy again.
I clench my thighs at the image he painted inside my head. I try to chase it, but it won't go away. Am I defective? Wrong in the head? Otherwise, how can I react so strongly to his crude words? Aiden yanks down my jeans before I can form clear thoughts of what's going on.
Remove the t-shirt.
He orders as my jeans reach my knees. Aiden. It's that breathy voice again. The needy damn voice I shouldn't be using in front of Aiden.
If I do it, I'll rip the thing off.
His darkened gaze meets mine in a challenge for dominance, or a challenge to make him do it. I don't know. A part of me is tempted to let him, but the other part just pulls the shirt over my head and throws it somewhere beside me. I'm lying in front of Aiden in my white bra and underwear. I should be feeling embarrassed, considering that he's the first to see me this way, but I'm not. If anything, I'm meeting his challenging gaze with one of my own. Because he's not done. He'll never be done taking things from me, If I give him one, he takes 10. His heated gaze travels up and down my half-naked body like whips of fire. I try to ignore it and fail miserably.
Remove the bra,
he orders, meeting my gaze. This time, I don't move.
Last chance, Elsa.
His lips curve into a smirk. No matter how much I like the sound of my name out of his mouth, I don't let it sway me. Instead, I glare at him. Like we're back to that time where we had glaring battles from afar. I miss those times. At least back then, he was simply an asshole. Now, he's an asshole who knows all the buttons to push in my body. Aiden reaches to my back and yanks the bra free. His eyes fill with overwhelming lust. My head turns away. I might not be embarrassed about my body, but the scar is another story. The scar is my disgrace. The key to my Pandora's box. Aiden crawls atop of me, supporting himself on his palms and places kisses along my scar. Shock reverberates beneath my skin, and tears fill my eyes. Stop that! I don't like the vulnerability. Of all people, Aiden doesn't get to see me bare, both body and soul.
Too bad you don't call the shots tonight.
He grins before his mouth goes back to worshipping my scar, his stubble tickling against the skin. I try to push him. His index and thumb latch around a nipple and squeezes. Hard. I cry out as a zap of intense pleasure and pain pulls between my thighs. Aiden lifts his head with a smirk.
You like that, don't you?
I want to shake my head. To tell him to screw off. But my expression must appear dazed. Aiden pinches my nipple again, and I hiss. Then he massages it, giving me a hazy, pleasurable feeling. Before I can fall into it, he pinches again. He does it over and over. Just when I'm falling into the pleasurable feeling, he pinches. I become delirious and drunk on the ecstasy he wrenches out of me. He bites the other nipple into his hot mouth. My back arches as he surrounds the hard pebble with his lips, and then nibbles slightly.
I love these.
His warm breath sends shivers along my skin.
Don't you love what I do to them?
I make some sound I can't pinpoint.
Do you want me to bite?
I'm breathing heavily. My nipples are assaulted and sensitive, but I can't say no. I can't say yes, either. I can't say anything. Maybe Aiden is right. Maybe I like him to dominate me. His eyes darken as if reading my thoughts. He doesn't wait for an answer. He bites. Hard. Pain zips down my spine, and a strange sensation tightens the bottom of my stomach. He massages my throbbing nipple with his tongue, and I whimper. He bites again and again. I'm a writhing, crying mess beneath him, but I can't tell him to stop. I don't want to. I haven't felt such an onslaught of emotions in my life before, and I'm craving it. I'm craving more. Is crazy contagious? Because I'm starting to feel as depraved as Aiden. Just like with his fingers, the soothing massaging is just a build-up before he tortures me with his bites again. He does the same to the swell of my breasts and the soft skin of my stomach before traveling down.
Should I ask, sweetheart?
His voice is husky and filled with the deep lust that's coursing through my veins. His fingers curve into the hem of my underwear before bringing it down my legs. I shudder when the cold air hits my sensitive wet folds. Aiden sniffs the air and grins. I see the devil in his eyes, and the first thought is, I want that devil. How can I want a devil?
I can smell your arousal.
He growls.
What am I going to do with you now?
Chapter 21. Aiden grips each of my thighs, spreads them wide, and lowers himself between them. For long seconds, he just studies me. I'm glad I always keep it shaved down there. I can't get a clear look at him, but I can feel him. His harsh breaths, the heavy rise and fall of his shoulders, his brute strength gripping both my thighs to keep me spread-eagled for his eyes. He's only watching me, but that's enough for a primal sensation to hit me. It's like he's burning and melting me with his gaze. Aiden. I don't know why I call his name. All I know is that I can't bear the suffocating tension.
You're wet.
He releases a thigh to trace a thumb up my folds.
Were you wet since I kissed you? Or after I threw you on the bed?
I don't know.
I love kissing you.
So do I. Damn me, so do I.
Your lips were made for me, sweetheart.
He pauses.
Everything about you was made for me.
He places a chaste kiss on my folds. The contact is so intimate, so crude, that a shudder crawls down my spine.
Did someone eat your pussy before? Did you let them?
There's an edge to his tone, as if he doesn't want to hear the answer. His mere words are enough to paint a dirty picture in my head. Aiden's mouth on my most intimate part. I want that picture. If I don't get that picture, I'll probably dream about it and wake up with my hand between my legs. He flicks a thumb against my clit.
Answer me.
I suppress a moan. No. He freezes. And I do too. What have I done? Was this some sort of a test and I screwed it up?
And no one will in the future.
He thrusts a finger inside me, making me arch off the bed.
Your pussy will only know my fingers, my tongue, and my cock. Is that clear?
I nod. I would have nodded to anything at the moment because I'm busy telling my body not to grind against his finger and not to recall how that same finger brought me to the throes of pleasure not so long ago.
I won't take it easy on you.
Aiden's voice and eyes darken.
You don't get to tap out. You don't get to tell me to stop. You don't get anything.
My lips part as goosebumps erupt all over my skin.
I need you to understand that.
His grip on my thigh tightens as if he's restraining himself.
I won't stop.
This would be one of those times where it'd be wiser to flee and never return. Aiden is going out of his way to give me a chance to stop now before he's all in. Any normal human would take the chance. Obviously, I'm not normal. I understand. Two words. Two simple words, and I'm done for. Aiden lunges at me like a madman. He removes his finger, and before I can protest, his tongue sweeps from the bottom of my slit to the top. Oh, God. My head rolls back and my back arches off the bed. He does it again. I cry out at the intrusive, enthralling sensation. An unfamiliar tightness grips my stomach. My chest squeezes so hard, I'm genuinely scared something is wrong with my defective heart. The fact that a single touch can cause this raw reaction is scary. Thrilling, but scary all the same. Something within me unlocks. It's a detonation. An awakening. I'm thrashing, mewling, and gripping the bedsheets as if they're lifelines. What in the ever-loving hell is he doing? He nibbles on my clit before he thrusts his tongue inside me, fucking me like it's his cock. Aiden! Oh my God, Aiden! He stops, his head peeking from between my thighs with a shit-eating grin on his face.
I love the idea of being your god.
Then his tongue plunges inside me again. I'm a goner. I'm a victim of him and his wicked tongue. He fucks me with it like he's worshipping me and punishing me at the same time. His pace is relentless, unapologetic, and so out of freaking control. There's nothing predictable about what he'll do next, or how far he'll go. I can't help falling into his well-crafted web like a dumb fly. I can't resist it. I can't resist him. His thumb and forefinger flick my clit, and all the building comes crashing down. I fall apart with a wordless scream. The fierce sensation is like being wrenched into a storm. I ride the hurricane, not wanting to find a landing. When I do come down, I expect to find Aiden staring at me with a smug gleam. He's not. He continues eating me out. His tongue licks up and down my wetness without as much as a pause. My skin is sensitive, and every lap of his mouth brings both pleasure and pain. Stop. I grip a handful of his jet-black hair and try to push at him, but he thrusts his tongue in and out of me. This time he adds a finger. I writhe against the bed, my eyes rolling to the back of my head. Please. I'm pushing and pulling him at the same time. The assault of endless sensations kills me slowly like death by a thousand cuts.
This time, scream.
He rasps, eyes hazy with lust before he pounds both his finger and his tongue inside me. Another shattering orgasm sweeps over me. My scream cracks into a sob. I'm a crying, screaming mess. My voice turns hoarse. My nipples throb in pain, both from his earlier assault and the overstimulation of my sex. My head is dizzy and I can barely open my eyes. Aiden isn't stopping. Please, please, please. I'm crying and gripping his shoulder. No more. I beg of you. I expect him to brush me off and hit me with another orgasm. Aiden's head glances from between my thighs, and he does a slow show of licking his moist lips. No, he's not licking his lips. He's licking me off his lips. Why is that so hot? Aiden crawls atop me and kisses me with abandon and animalistic need. He grabs my face and plunges his tongue against mine. My sensitive core pulses at tasting myself on him.
Do you like your taste?
He whispers against my lips.
I sure as fuck do.
My cheeks flame.
Let me see if you'll still taste the same after one more orgasm.
I grip his bicep. Don't. Please. I don't think I can take any other stimulation. He swipes his tongue along my bottom lip.
What will I get in return?
My appreciation. I give a weak smile. He shakes his head.
You have to step up your game.
I place a hesitant hand on his t-shirt, rise up, and capture his lips in a tentative kiss. He groans before he deepens the kiss, leaving me breathless and boneless. When I break apart, he smirks.
Still not enough.
If I can keep the attention on him, he'll leave me alone, right? I push him back so he's sitting on his haunches, and I'm in a similar position in front of him. Take off your t-shirt. He raises an eyebrow as if he doesn't know where I'm taking this.
Why would I do that?
Just do it. He chuckles as he pulls the back of his t-shirt over his head and throws it behind him. I try not to gawk and fail miserably. If he looked good with his uniform and jersey on, then he's looking absolutely delectable with nothing on. The hard ridges of his muscles aren't only cut, but they're also defined, like he spent time sharpening every ab. He has a few beauty moles at his side, like the one at the corner of his eye. One of the arrow tattoos seemed to be pointing straight at his heart. I reach a hesitant hand to where his heart lies. My palm burns at the contact, and my own heart nearly topples over at the skyrocketing beat in his. The regular, healthy beat. Not wanting to be caught feeling his heartbeat like a creep, I caress his hardened nipple, feeling mine tighten and throb as if he's touching it.
I'm almost sure you don't know how to be a cock tease.
His voice is rough, deep and chilling.
But you are.
What? He snatches my hand from his nipple and flattens it against the thick bulge in his jeans.
Do you feel what your little teasing does to me?
My eyes widen and my pulse drums in an irregular rhythm. Before I can react, Aiden unzips his jeans and yanks them with his boxer briefs away, freeing his rock-hard cock. Holy shit. The only dicks I've seen in my life were from porn. I was curious, don't judge. I always had the idea that the real thing isn't as aesthetically pleasing or big. Well, I'm proved wrong, because Aiden should get his crotch painted, or photographed, or anywhere that's not near me, basically. That thing isn't supposed to be within human reach. Aiden watches me watch his cock with that dark look.
Have you wrapped those lips around a dick before?
I gulp, shaking my head. As if possible, Aiden's erection hardens more.
Fuck.
His eyes shine with a sheen of possessiveness that strikes deep within me. My body leaps to attention, and I keep licking my lips even though I don't mean to. He pushes me so I'm lying on my back and he's on top of me. His knees rest on either side of my face.
You'll let me fuck that mouth, sweetheart.
My frantic eyes bounce between him and his dick.
Or do you want me to fuck your pussy?
Oh, God. He'll break me if I let him inside me. With one last gulp, I slightly part my lips. That's all the permission Aiden needs. He plunges inside my mouth in one go.
Fuck!
I try to take him in as much as possible, but he hits the back of my throat. My gag reflex shoots and tears spring to my eyes. Aiden pulls out almost completely. I don't get a chance to catch my breath before he slams in again. He's hard and rough and out of control.
Do you know how much I fantasized about you taking me all in like a good little girl?
He rasps, grabbing a handful of my hair to angle my head and hit deeper.
Do you know how fucking beautiful you look, stuffed with my cock?
I make unintelligible sounds as I try to lick him and somehow slow him down. It works since he rolls his hips and caresses my hair with rough fingers.
I should have done this before. You should have been mine before.
I'm too full of his taste and the effects he has on my body to pay attention to what he says. Since he likes what I'm doing, I continue with more energy. My tongue swipes up and down, and I cup his balls. Aiden allows me to take my freedom, even though he still has his grip on my hair. Then he picks up his pace, thrusting in and out of my mouth before he curses as his shoulders stiffen. I watch, mesmerized, as he grunts and spills down my throat. I angle my head and try to swallow it all, despite the position. Cum streams down the corners of my mouth. Aiden watches me with a mixture of awe and manic interest. That streak of possessiveness shines in his eyes as he follows the cum. He wipes it with his thumb and smears it on my lips.
Open.
I do. I just do. He thrusts his thumb into my mouth, smearing his taste over my tongue.
This mouth is fucking mine.
He growls before pulling me into him and slamming his lips to mine. I'm still hazy from the double orgasm and his orgasm. I kiss him. Sloppily at first, then open-mouthed and hungrily, matching his pace. We spend a few minutes tangled around each other, kissing and exploring each other's mouths. Aiden keeps a possessive hand at my hip the entire time. He pulls away from my mouth to stroke a strand of hair behind my ear.
Sober up, sweetheart. I'm just starting with you.
What?
Give me a minute and I'll fuck you so hard, you'll scream the whole house down.
My body throbs at the image, but I grip his bicep, shaking my head. He narrows his eyes.
Why not?
I'm so sensitive. I don't think I can take any more stimulation. He grins like the devil.
It'll only make it more heightened when you come.
Aiden. No.
What did I say when we were getting started?
I bite my lower lip and remain quiet. He wraps a fistful of my hair around his hand.
What did I say?
That I don't get to tap out.
And what are you doing right now?
Aiden.
What are you doing right now, Elsa?
I didn't think it'd be this intense, okay? I blurt.
And is that supposed to be my problem?
I know that when he said he wouldn't stop, he meant it. I'm just fighting a losing war. But I don't even want to fight. I'm putting on a facade. A belief that I don't want this. I just like it when he takes what he wants. That's too immoral, isn't it? He smirks down at me.
You're doing it on purpose, aren't you?
I really am sensitive. I clench my thighs together, already feeling his growing bulge.
But you still want to go on.
It's not a question. It's an observation.
You're being a little tease, aren't you, sweetheart?
He plays with my throbbing nipple, causing my lids to shut.
You're saying no just to have me dominate you into it.
I moan. I do.
Oh, yeah. You do. Deep down, you want me to fuck you. But this is your twisted version of playing hard to get. Did you do it with the one you lost your virginity to?
No. Only you. His fingers stop skimming over my nipples. I crack my eyes open to find him watching me with that slightly furrowed brow.
Why?
He asks. Why what?
Why do you do that only with me?
I only know you intimately, dickhead. I shrug instead.
I meant it earlier. I won't stop.
I always liked his brutal honesty. Aiden is a no-filter type of person. His erection grows thicker, and my thighs tighten at the promise. You won't even pretend that you will, I ask.
Do you want me to lie to you?
His head tilts to the side as he studies me.
Would it make you feel better?
It's not that. It's... He holds my hands in his and draws circles on the palm.
I don't know what I'm capable of when it comes to you. I want to think I have boundaries.
His dark eyes skim over my face.
But I don't.
My spine snaps upright. This is the part where I run and ask for help, isn't it? But the truth is, I also don't know what I'm capable of when it comes to Aiden either. I never thought I'd be invested in him to the point of craving him, but he has a way of engraving himself under my skin.
Do I scare you, Elsa?
He's watching me with that manic interest as he lays my palm on his hard abdomen. No, I say softly.
Some things never change.
He chuckles.
You're still such a horrible liar.
It's not a lie, I scold. His stormy eyes plunge in mine.
I know when you lie, sweetheart.
How?
You have a tell.
He taps my nose, his expression playful.
Your nose twitches the slightest bit. You should school it.
Is that what he did with all his tells? Did he school them? If I do, wouldn't it be hard for you to tell if I'm lying?
I don't need a tell to know whether you're lying or telling the truth.
How? I must appear confused as hell because he laughs.
Try telling me something and I'll say whether it's true or false.
I came here alone.
Lie? I saw you with Reed. Try something I don't know.
It isn't fun if I play alone. How about one for one? This is my only way to learn more about him, and there's no way I'm missing it. I shiver. He drapes a sheet in his arms around me, enveloping me in a tight embrace. I'm half lying on top of him with his legs cocooning mine. It's strange how natural it feels to be in his hold.
You go first,
he says. I'm adopted. His eyes shine with something unrecognizable as he says,
truth, but I already know that.
Fine, your turn.
I wish I were adopted.
I study him closely, and his face doesn't change. Truth.
False.
He grins.
I like who I am.
Do you? I don't know why I think he's lying. Logically, he has no reason to hate being King Enterprise's heir. But deep down, I think he doesn't. Not in the way everyone expects him to, anyway.
Is it questions now?
He raises an eyebrow.
I like questions better, and I get to ask first.
Why?
Because you already asked yours.
I roll my eyes. Give it to Aiden to twist everything to his liking. Whatever. He appears thoughtful for a second.
Why were you adopted?
I should have expected the question, but that doesn't make the answer any easier. I'm originally from Birmingham. I've been told there was a fire. I lost both my parents in it, and Aunt had custody of me and eventually adopted me. There's none of the pity I usually get on Aiden's face. If anything, he seems more calculative.
You've been told, as in you don't remember.
It's amazing how nothing escapes him. What's stranger is that I want to bear it all to him. Aiden is dangerous, and would, use this against me. But at the moment, I don't care. No, I don't, I say. I only have fragments and little pieces. That time feels like a giant black puzzle. Every piece is so similar, I can't even start to gather it together. The sad thing is that I don't even remember my parents' faces, and I'm absolutely fine with not remembering them. I'm such a horrible daughter.
Or it could be that your brain made a wise choice.
His voice drifts.
Sometimes parents aren't what they're supposed to be.
I want to ask him what he means by that, but his expression is closed. I doubt I'll get anything, no matter how much I push. So instead of poking his wound, I ask the question that's been haunting me for years. Why did you decide you hated me the first time you saw me? I'm not going to sugarcoat it for Aiden. He was, still is, my bully. He ruined my life in Res. My body and mind might be unapologetically drawn to him, but that will never change what he did to me. He stares down at me, but he's not really seeing me. His gray eyes turn into a raging storm.
You were a ghost.
Chapter 22. A ghost. I was a ghost. My head tilts back against Aiden's chest as I study his features, searching to see if he's joking or screwing with my head. I should have known better since he doesn't joke, at least not in this sense. His jaw is tightened and his thick lashes frame a darkened look. What is that supposed to mean? I try to appear calm, but my pulse rises with every second until I'm afraid he can hear it.
You're not ready for what it means, Frozen.
The fact that he's using that damned nickname can only mean that he's putting me at a distance. Aiden isn't exactly the closed-off type. He's not ashamed to admit to all the fuckery in his head. However, I'm not foolish to believe that he'd bare his soul to me that easily. He keeps a fraction of himself hidden behind the walls of his fortress. Maybe I can't escape his chessboard after all. One has to be in the battalion so they can take down the king. I don't like it when you call me that, I say, wiggling away from his hold.
Call you what?
Frozen. I'm not frozen.
But you are.
He pats his chest.
You're so frozen it kind of stings.
What is that supposed to mean? Aiden flips me underneath him and rips the sheet from around me. Shivers break all over my arms as the air hits my skin. His ferocious gaze dips to my nakedness, as if he's seeing it for the first time. My heart hammers so loud it's painful. There's something about the way he watches me. A possessiveness. An obsession. A madness. I hate how my body reacts to this unhinged side of him. Aren't all girls supposed to be attracted to the White Knight? Prince Charming? Why the hell am I gravitating towards the villain? I ignore the pool of heat gathering between my legs, pull at the sheet, and drape it around my torso. Aiden's stormy eyes peer through my soul as his fingers tug on the sheet.
Don't cover yourself from me.
We're talking. I hold the piece of cloth with all my might. You can't just shut me off for sex.
Watch me.
He rips the corner of the sheet. I gasp and roll away from underneath him, taking the sheet with me. Aiden wrestles me back. I push at him. Lust. Hate. The need to win rush through my limbs. I love fighting Aiden. Judging from the wetness coating my thighs, maybe I love it a bit too much. It doesn't help that Aiden's eyes are gleaming with too much pleasure. He loves the fight too. We wrestle for minutes or hours, I don't know. My lungs are heaving and I'm sweating. Nothing changes in Aiden's posture, except for that spark in his eyes. Either he has impressive stamina, or I'm just not that strong. I pull myself on four and try to crawl away from his caveman clutches. He grips me by the ankle and yanks me back. I lie flat on my stomach. Almost my entire back is bared. Aiden crawls atop of me. His slick, hard chest covers my back, and he imprisons both my wrists above my head on the mattress. He's panting in my ear, his breaths making my eyes flutter closed. Being dominated by him pulls on my unhidden strings. An urge. A need. A deprivation.
Do you still want to fight, sweetheart?
He murmurs in my ear, his voice dropping to a chilling range.
Or would you rather I make you scream?
He rolls his hips, and a thick, hard bulge settles against the crack of my ass. I don't know if he's hard because we've fought, or at the promise that he'll make me scream. Or both. He's sick. Absolutely, utterly sick. Apparently, I'm sick too, because my core is slick with arousal. You're an asshole. His hot breaths tickle my earlobe as he bites down.
Don't tempt me into fucking yours, sweetheart.
I gasp, then go rigid when his fingers spread my arse cheeks. What is he doing? He presses a calloused thumb against my back hole.
This looks virgin to me.
Aiden, stop.
Don't worry. I won't fuck you here. Yet.
He pushes the tip of his thumb and I stiffen.
But when it's time, you'll let me, won't you?
He can't talk about fucking my ass when I don't even know what it feels like to have proper sex.
Or would you rather I take it, too?
He runs his erection up and down my slick folds while teasing my other hole. Holy. Why does this feel so good? Not only his touch, but also his entire presence at my back. The way he touches me feels like he knew my body for decades. Like he owned my body for decades. There's something about his absolute confidence that reduces me to a mere marionette in his hands.
I'll own every one of your holes. Eventually.
His finger leaves my ass to slide down to my soaked folds.
But I'm starting here. I'll fuck the memory of anyone else out of you.
The onslaught of his words is like having his tongue licking me at a delirious, maddening pace. He nibbles on my earlobe, sending tiny bolts of pleasure across my spine.
You'll let me own every inch of you, Won't you, sweetheart?
My nerve endings are so stimulated, I can't breathe straight, let alone think or speak. A deep moan is the only sound that escapes me.
Fuck.
He flips me so my back hits the mattress. His stormy eyes study my face intently, as if some mystical language is written all over my features. A language that he's the only one to speak.
Stop me,
he murmurs in a strained voice. Stop you.
Do it.
How am I supposed to stop him? Besides, didn't you say I'm not allowed to tap out or stop you?
This is the only time I give you the first move. Tell me to leave and I will.
He rolls his hips, sending a shiver of pleasure down my abdomen as his hand wraps around my throat.
I'll let you live your last year in res in peace. I'll kill the fantasy. I'll end it all.
My mouth trembles. That's what I want, isn't it? I'll spend my last year in peace and Aiden will leave me alone. Aiden will leave me alone. My heart pounds, but it's hard to concentrate with his erection stabbing at the bottom of my stomach. Are you playing a mind game? I snap. Is this the part where you laugh in my face and tell me I've been pranked?
This is the part where you lost your only chance to escape me.
He squeezes my neck.
You're well and truly fucked, sweetheart.
His lips crash against mine in an all-consuming, mind-crippling kiss. A part inside me dies. The part that yearned for freedom, for the chance to escape Aiden. But the other part? That one fills me with an odd sense of relief. A chill of terror crawls down my spine. This isn't me. I'm not this person. How could I be so defective? So immoral. I press a hand on Aiden's chest in a fruitless attempt to push him away. He doesn't budge. If anything, he crushes me beneath him. His torso flattens my breasts. His fingers squeeze my neck. And his knees immobilize my thighs. I can't escape even if I want to. He's had me completely at his mercy. He can crush me, ruin me. And no one will know. My mouth falls into a gasp as his erection nuzzles between my thighs. I'm thankful Aunt had me on the shot for a while now. Stop, I scream in my mind, not knowing whether it's at Aiden or at my own body. Aiden doesn't get my virginity. I hate him. I despise him. He ruined my life. Then why am I not saying it aloud? Speak, Elsa. Freaking speak! Even if I do, will he listen? Will Aiden respect my will? A loud bang on the door interrupts my chain of thoughts. Wait, what? Aiden wrenches his lips from mine with an animal-like growl.
Fuck off! Emergency!
Ronan's voice comes from the other side.
You better be fucking dying or I'll kill you myself.
Aiden grunts and pushes off me.
Come out, fucker!
Aiden's eyes darken as he pulls on his boxer briefs. I reach for the tangled sheet and wrap it around my torso. I'm panting, skin sweaty and on fire as I blindly search for my scattered clothes on the floor. Aiden cuts me a glare when I touch my bra.
Don't even think about dressing.
I let go of the piece of clothing as if I'm a kid who's been caught stealing from the jar. The moment the door closes behind him, I almost curse myself. Who does he think he is to boss me around? Besides, this is my chance to stop this. Whatever this is. My fingers are numb. No, not numb. They're too stimulated that they feel numb. Standing on wobbly feet, I quickly put on my clothes, trying to ignore the potent smell of sex in the air. And his smell. Damn his smell. I feel like I'd be a 90-year-old lady and will still remember the way he smells. Aiden returns when I'm pulling my hair into a ponytail. He narrows his eyes on my clothed body.
You're lucky we're done for today.
We are. Is your cousin taking you? I ask, fighting the sense of disappointment hitting me out of nowhere.
My cousin?
Levi King. I saw him earlier.
You saw him earlier?
He repeats with clear menace. Yeah. He said he's here to get you.
Leif says lots of shit.
He raises an eyebrow.
Do you honestly think he can tell me what to do?
No. It was stupid to even consider it. Also, he calls him Leif. That's the only time I hear him give someone a nickname. Hell, it's rare to even hear him call anyone by their given names. Even his friends are last names to him. If it's not Levi, then what is it? He narrows his eyes before he schools his expression.
Kimberly passed out.
Aiden drives us, and Xander sits in the passenger seat, staring at us through the rearview mirror now and again. I cradle Kim's head on my lap while she snores softly. If it weren't for the suffocating silence, it would have been funny that her snoring is the only sound in the car. I have no idea how to dissipate the silence, or tension, between Aiden and Xander, so I just focus on stroking Kim's hair out of her face. She swats my hand away as if I'm a fly. The smell of tequila permeates the air. She's so going to regret the hangover come tomorrow. Ronan's house is only a 10-minute drive from Kim's, and I'm so thankful for the short distance. Aiden parks in Kim's driveway.
I could have driven,
Xander says in a bored tone.
I live here anyway.
Aiden's expression is stoic.
You're not allowed near her when I'm not around.
I'm not sure which her Aiden means, and something twists in my chest at the thought that he could mean Kim. They were childhood friends, and practically raised together. Same schools, same hobbies. Even their parents belonged to the same circle. Maybe Aiden has a bond with her. He did hug her while she cried.
You mean my girlfriend?
Xander turns around and winks at me.
You want me to drive you home, babe?
Aiden grips the steering wheel so hard, I'm surprised it doesn't crush to pieces. When he smiles at Xander, it's almost manic.
Do you have a fucking death wish, knight? Do you, king?
Xander's expression hardens until his jaw ticks. I swallow past the lump in my throat. Despite the bruises from last week, they still look like they're on the verge of cutting each other from limb to limb. There's no football team to stop them from killing each other this time. Hey, I try to sound nonchalant as I open the back seat's door. Can one of you help me get Kim out of the car? Xander breaks the murderous war of glares and steps out of the car. He pulls her from my lap with ease. I catch a whiff of alcohol from him, but it's not as strong as the tequila on Kim. He lifts her in his arms bridal style, with so much ease like she's a ragdoll. Her eyes crack open the slightest bit and she groans, head falling against his chest. Then, seeming a bit awake, she checks him out and pulls at his hair. You, she slurs. All because of you. Kim, I follow them. Ellie, she grins, and it's surprisingly charming considering that she's drunk. Let's commit murder. I smile. Not a good idea, Kim. Nope. Best idea. She slurs as her fingers lazily plunge in Xander's hair, almost stroking it. Xan, am I pretty?
No.
He doesn't even hesitate. Her eyes shine with tears. Are you ever going to forgive me?
No.
Fuck you. Xander halts, and I do too, to avoid slamming into his back. Some staring contest erupts between him and Kim. Her eyes fill with unshed tears, while his darken under the garden's dim light. A strong hand wraps around my arm and pulls me back, closing my connection with whatever is going on between those two. Kim falls limp again, and Xander punches in the code to their house. Wait. He knows the code. It's the last room on the second floor, I tell him.
I know that,
he says over his shoulder. Okay. That's not weird at all. I'm sure Kim's mother won't come out from her workshop, or even if she does, she wouldn't care much. She's very open. Once Xander disappears inside, I meet Aiden's narrowed gaze. His posture is rigid at best. What is he angry at me for? What?
Close your doors and windows. All of it.
The house has an alarm system. We'll be fine.
All of it,
he grits out.
Don't make me repeat myself.
The hot and cold is giving me whiplash. Even if he's pissed off at Xander, he has no right to unleash his anger on me when I haven't done anything wrong. I hate it when people use a weaker opponent as the punching bag of their emotions. A whip comes down my back, and another, and another. I scream so loud my ears pop. I flinch at the random vision. What in the ever-living hell was that all about?
Elsa.
My gaze flicks to Aiden, who's clutching me by the shoulders as I almost topple over. Wait, did I just lose time? Aiden's inquisitive eyes search into my soul.
What happened just now?
Nothing.
I don't lie to you, so give me the same respect in return, and don't fucking lie to me.
The same respect? I wiggle free. You and the word respect shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
What happened to you just now?
I don't want to tell you. How dare he demand that when he freaking triggered that vision?
Either tell me or I'll extract it out of you.
He grips my jaw.
I'll find out anyway. The method is up to you.
Screw him and his mind games. All I want is to curl into a ball in a dark small corner. Just when I'm about to give him a piece of my mind, the front door opens and Xander comes out with a deep brown etch between his brows. I take Aiden's momentary distraction, run inside the house, and lock it. I remain behind the door and peek through the lounge area's tall windows. Xander has crossed over to his house. Aiden remains where I left him, staring at the door. 10 seconds pass. 20, 30, 60. His poker face is on as he follows Xander. My phone vibrates in my back pocket and I jump. Aiden.
A queen or a pawn?
Aiden.
You don't want me to make the move for you?
With a groan, I power off my phone and tuck it back in my pocket. Screw him and his mind fuckery. My eyes fluttered closed, and then open when that vision assaults me. Only, it wasn't a vision, was it? It was a memory. Something that happened in my life. Chapter 23. Remind me to never drink again, Kim groans from behind the wheel of her car. She cursed me always to Sunday when I woke her up this morning. She only appears a bit human because I gave her Advil and Kieran helped me in preparing her hot soup for breakfast. If it weren't for Kier's school, she might have never left the house. Her hair is in a messy bun atop her head, and her uniform is barely in order. I'm not in any better shape either. Sleep eluded me most of the night. I chased it away by drinking a gallon of coffee. The thought of a nightmare terrified me. I don't sleep after visions, as Dr. Khan calls them. Visions. As if I am psychic or something. They were memories, not visions. To chase them away, I studied, reread The Art of War by Sun Tzu, and I might have spied on Xander's house from Kim's balcony. Aiden spent the night there, since his car remained in the driveway. I hoped Xander's parents were home to prevent any murder plots between elite strikers. I dozed off after dawn, and when I woke up, Aiden's car wasn't there. "I look like shit, don't I?" Kim asks. "Not worse than me," I sigh, then face her. "What actually happened last night? Aside from drinking?" She hits her head. "I don't remember much." "When Xander carried you last night, you